Say, someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time. You said they were going to...
try it out.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say you're going to launch the boat?
Well, that's something I'm doing. Something I'm doing.
What's that?
They pull it out and then hook it to a stall, so it won't go off.
If what do you call that?
Well, that's what they'll do. That's launching it, so it won't move out.
Are there different types of boats?
Oh yeah, but I couldn't tell you the names of them. It's always just a pure flat boat, and then boats has got all kinds of seats and all kinds of things in them. I wouldn't know what they were.
What about the type of boat people might go fishing in?
Well, that's just won't miss more than that. Just be all just ordinary boat. Just about two seats in and a union motor, nothing like that. But these up-to-date boats, they got a lot of things in them. Yeah, they have about a living quarters in them.
Yeah, some of them are really nice.
That's what I say.
Say the inside the tire of a car, you'd have the inner
tube.
Okay. And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in the clothes and say, here.
Take his clothes and put them on.
Or just tell him, here, your clothes.
Here's your clothes there.
Huh?
What, there's your clothes.
Okay. Say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you might say she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
the color she wanted?
Uh-huh. But she'd call it a little square cloth. She'd call that a little...
scrap.
Okay. And say if you went in a store and they had a new kind of cheese or something, they wanted you to taste it, they might offer you a free...
taste of it.
Or a free...
piece.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use the word sample or example?
I've seen them do that, but I ain't never tried it.
What's that?
I said, a lot of them has tried it, just sample it.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And something you might wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Oh, a house coat.
Or?
Paper.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
You'd have to pin it, wouldn't you?
Okay, you'd call that a...
safety pin.
Okay. And a dime is worth...
Huh?
A dime is worth two nickels or...
Yeah.
Or...
it just be a dime, it wasn't two nickels. It'd be okay. A dime right on, wouldn't it?
You call it a dime
ten
would be...
10 cents. Some people call it 10 cents, you know.
Okay. And if it was real cold, before you went out, you might put on a...
jacket.
Or a
scarf or long sleeve shirt.
Okay. And what does a man wear to church on Sunday? What does a man wear to church on Sunday?
He's supposed to wear Sunday clothes.
Okay. What would his Sunday clothes be?
Well, it'd be a nice shirt and pants and shoe coat, shoes, nothing.
What about a long time ago when they'd have the sleeveless?
Well, a lot of them didn't have such nice things. They just had to wear what they had.
But before they put on their shirt, and then before they put on their coat, they put on the sleeveless thing.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember people wearing this?
Yeah, those? I sure do. My husband had one of his own clothes.
You said it'd also be pants. Any other name for pants?
No, I don't always hear them pants, dress pants, or everyday pants, something like that. That's all I've ever
heard. Any old-fashioned name? Breeches or trousers?
Yeah, people's calling them breeches. Yeah, they have.
Uh-huh.
And some people call them trousers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, either way.
And something that a man might wear if he was working out around the